Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. and Russia have launched talks on brokering a ceasefire in Syria after failing to make Friday's scheduled deadline for a pause in fighting. Officials of the two countries sat down for talks in Geneva late Friday to try to find a way for a long-term end to hostilities that would help efforts to deliver humanitarian aid to besieged areas. U.S. warplanes attacked an Islamic State training camp in western Libya near the border with Tunisia, hitting their main target, killing dozens of terrorist recruits. Defense officials here in Washington said the airstrike likely killed a senior figure in the Islamic State group. British Prime Minister David Cameron is set to present to his cabinet today a proposed deal with the European Union that would allow Britain to stay in the 28-member bloc with what is called a special status.
Britain will be permanently out of ever closer union, never part of a European superstate. There will be tough new restrictions on access to our welfare system for EU migrants. No more something for nothing. Britain will never join the euro, and we've secured vital protections for our economy.
Cameron is also expected to announce a firm date for a referendum in which British citizens can vote to stay or leave the EU. New provisional results in Uganda's controversial presidential election show that President Yoweri Museveni, in power for 30 years, is leading with nearly 62% of the vote. Museveni's strongest challenger, Kizza Besigye, had 34% of the vote. United States and others criticize Uganda's election process, alleging undue pressure and undue force on the voters. This is VOA News. Powerful cyclone is bearing down on the Pacific island nation of Fiji and its 900,000 residents. Government has declared a nationwide curfew. With the center of Cyclone Winston yet to hit the two main islands, Fiji is already being struck with winds of 220 kilometers per hour and gusts surpassing 300 kilometers per hour. International flights have been canceled and hundreds of evacuation centers have been set up. China has removed its top securities regulator, Xiao Gong, the move expected following a turbulent period in China's stock market. Xiao was responsible for introducing the so-called circuit breaker designed to limit stock market losses. However, it only added to the securities market volatility and was deactivated after only 4 days of use. U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Janet Yellen said recently that uncertainty about China's currency and policies and its economic prospects have contributed to lots of movement in global markets. Republicans in the U.S. state of South Carolina will vote today in the next primary to determine who their party's presidential nominee will be. Ramon Taylor reports now from Cherokee County, South Carolina.
And we won.
On paper, a conservative Christian candidate like Texas Senator Ted Cruz might seem a popular choice in South Carolina, where a majority of the state's Republicans identify as evangelical and share his hardline stance on abortion and other so-called traditional family values. But while his fans are passionate, he is pulling second to businessman Donald Trump. Along South Carolina's rolling foothills is Blacksburg. Councilman Darren Janeski describes the community as mostly conservative.
You can walk an eighth of a mile in any direction without walking across a church.
He and the town's police chief both believe Trump is most qualified to hold office.
People may have their issues with Trump and some of the way he conducts himself, but he's a businessman and he's a professional.
But not everyone in the town of Blacksburg is convinced. Greg, who is undecided between Cruz and Florida Senator Marco Rubio, thinks Trump is all talk. As in Iowa, where evangelicals propelled Ted Cruz to unexpected victory, the Texas senator is urging South Carolinians to do the same. Ramon Taylor, Cherokee County, South Carolina.
And on the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders locked in a battle heading into today's Nevada Democratic caucus. Harper Lee, author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel To Kill a Mockingbird, one of the more significant works in the history of American literature, died Friday at the age of 89. That book was made into a movie in 1962, starring Gregory Peck. He won an Academy Award for Best Actor for the film.
That's the latest world news from VOA.